Right, so like I said, we're heading diving straight into this. We do apologize to our viewers on Facebook and our listeners as well. All right, so like I said, we got the amazing Sheena Xavier. I hope I'm pronouncing her surname correctly. Sheena, did I get it right? How are you, darling? How are you?
I'm very good.
I am amazing. I am COVID-free. I'm amazing. Let me tell you, I try not all over the place. Yeah, I am now officially COVID-free again. So I'm in a good place. I'm happy about that. Let's talk about you now. I want to talk to you now. I want to talk about you. Let's talk about it. I watch in your bio there, and boy, look, Tingsley, you're a busy woman. You don't stop at nothing. And I can guarantee you're still doing more. I know. So we have so much that did, you know, apart from all of that professional stuff that you do there, project management, what again? We look back in and finance, compliance specialist. So much things going on right there. Just the top paragraph alone. And that didn't stop you. You still find time to put those beautiful, and listen, we're changing this. I wanted my thing to come here this morning, you know, we didn't get it right. Don't worry. We'll fix that. And you're doing your little own button. What is it called?
Tikai Buto.
Right. Okay. Right. Well, I was half with it. I had the tikai. Yes. I was saying button. No, I didn't get the buto right. So I had at least that word. So tell me about yourself. Let's take it back to where this all started. Give us a brief insight into you as a child. What, you know, growing up, household, what community, growing up. Just run through briefly with us that childhood.
I'm the third of four children raised by a single parent.
Ooh.
In Leslieland. I always had a strong foundation. Mm-hmm. With a mother who was very present, very active, and a grandmother who was a terrorist. On the street and narrow.
That's right. Granny had to make sure this thing go right.
My mother always ensured education was important.
Mm-hmm.
So from an early age, I was introduced to the library. I went there every afternoon after school. And all in all, I had a very, very strong support system at home.
Right.
With my extended family and a mother who set a great example for me.
What kind of child was you? What kind of child were you? Was one of the loud ones, one of the active ones, or more on the reserved side?
I think that I was a good child.
Mm-hmm. What would somebody say? I don't want to know what you think.
At school, I was very active.
Mm-hmm.
My teachers say I was miserable.
Okay. Okay. So you can put on your little innocent face on me there this morning and think I go buy that. I know you have some little trouble somewhere in the back of that right there. Okay, great. So your school days, when did you realize what you wanted to do? Did you plan from that early tender age, or during your tenure in school, was that when you planned or you decided what it is or the field that you would like to go off into?
Actually, no. Everything just took a turn on its own. When I left A-level, I went to a St. Joseph's Convent, Ave Maria first, then St. Joseph's Convent.
Right.
So after for 2 years. And my first job interview after Sir Arthur was with CIBC.
Mm.
It was CIBC Bank at the time. And it was my very first interview. And I got that job as a teller on the front line, not knowing anything about banking, my very, very first work experience. And to be honest, to this day, it has been my best, in the sense that I had a lot of persons around me who took me under their wings because I was mm-hmm. very young, mm-hmm. joining the front line, who molded me.
Lovely. Lovely. Okay.
While at the bank, thankfully, I am Andy Delmar, and I wanted to go to school.
Uh-huh.
And he was the one who told me about the program I did with University of London and guided me and said, I think you would excel at this. And I enrolled in that program and did my first degree in banking and finance.
Wow. Oh, wonderful. So you see, he still left something amazing, isn't he? He left a protege behind it that, you know, that is living on now to give us, to make contribution, positive contribution as well. You're doing a lot. You're doing quite a lot on the professional stuff. Currently, where are you engaged?
Currently, I work as a regulator with the government of Saint Lucia.
Right. Okay. As the compliance specialist, is that? No? That's what, is that the link?
Yes, as a compliance,
specialist.
Yeah.
That's amazing. So what does that mean? What do you have to do? What's your job entails? Educate me a little bit.
Well, our job just ensure that we ensure that the regulated entities follow the laws that they that are in place.
Right.
Basically ensuring that we provide guidance, and that's it.
Yeah, you just have to keep them in check. You're just keeping people in check. So that means you probably have some enemies and things outside there. Yeah, they be ruffling up feathers. No, it's a nice, smooth, nice, cordial, nice, discipline, nice rapport between you and the entities.
I would love to think so.
Okay, wonderful. Oh, all right. So you also we bundling up everything this morning because we had taken no long set of breaks. We bundling up basically everything. Somewhere along the line, you have started your own jewelry design. Tell me about the birthing of this. Where was that something that was always, you always had this artistic side, you always had that passion. How did you know you had that in you?
Sorry, Maureen, we cut off for a little while.
Oh, we did. Okay, so I was saying, you've got your own jewelry designs. You're now into that big time, like we just mentioned, Tikai. Lord God. Boto? Talk to me, girl. Come on.
So?
Don't let me hang in here this morning. Waiters?
Boto.
Boto, like Boto. Right. Okay. Well, I go get
Buto.
Well, I'm moving. I know. I go on Buto before. I like going Buto, actually. So, right. So, Tikai Buto. That could never go out of my head right now. Right. So, you started your own company, and you're now making beautiful whoa, those are elegant. I jump on your page when I realize, and I said, those things are gorgeous. They're amazing. They stand out, whether professional, whether you're doing, a nice little getaway. They're just so, the statement, they're just gorgeous. When did this start? How was this birthed? And how did you know? How did you get into it? Did you always have a passion towards these kind of things? You always need to be fiddling or playing around with stuff. How would that happen? Tell me.
Actually, no, far from a creative person, if I'm honest, but I always loved earrings. I always believe that the right earring brings out an outfit.
And that's true.
If you look at any of my photos, I would be wearing a statement earring.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to
start
this sometime last year.
Mm-hmm.
But I started doing it on my own for myself. Like I'd make, if
I'm outfit, I'd okay. Make all right. Because
yeah.
you just wasn't getting the right ones.
It wasn't not getting the right ones. I was a little bored.
No.
I had fabric at home. So I started making earrings. But it was for myself at first.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm honest, I had all the stuff to make it for over a year.
Oh.
I was, when COVID hit, a friend of mine kept on applying pressure and telling me, you need to make these earrings.
Mm.
And start selling. So I started selling amongst my friends.
Right.
And then the feedback was really, really good. And then they started applying pressure to start a Facebook, to start an Instagram page, and to take it bigger than what I had been doing. So if I'm honest, I think a lot of the pressure came from outside to actually make the earrings, market, and sell them.
Right. And where are you about right now in terms of that business? Where would you say you are right now? Is it at the point, or are you seeing now that this could blow up into something really big or huge? Are you seeing markets beyond the shores of St. Lucia? How are you seeing it? How are you viewing it right now?
Actually, it's going very, very good, better than I expected. So for now, my earrings have been shipped to the U.S. I have some in St. Kitts. I have in Antigua. All my friends from around the region have actually been requesting earrings and ordering them. it's very, very good. A lot of orders are coming in. And I think even with COVID and the restriction on movements and social activities, the numbers are very good. And the feedback especially has been excellent.
Okay, so that's going to help us to delve into a bit of your character or you as a person and some of the things or the characteristic that you possess that as a person that probably is helping you in just life in general, because you are now having these orders. You have to sit down and make all of these things, and they're getting, like you said, the demands are getting bigger, and this is personal. This is something that your personal touch is on, so you have to physically sit down and make all of these things, handmade them yourself. Is it difficult?
No, it's not actually. I mean, I have a background in project management, so I take all the orders like a project. So I know some may take priority over others, mm-hmm. some may be rush orders. So I have a very detailed schedule where every order goes into a book. I put the date it's received, when it's needed by, so I always ensure that the client, I meet my timelines and that everything is done exactly how the client wants. So every order is treated as a little project.
Okay. So, and is that how you intend to, is that going to be the basis, the groundedness of your business moving forward? You plan
and
to keep it, you plan to keep it very personal, that you are actually going to be the one who is going to make these? What if it gets to a point where, okay, everybody is done and you have to now make this into a bigger business? Would you trust anybody to do it, or would you train somebody, or is it, you're going to always keep it as a personal touch thing?
My sister and my niece, if I'm honest, my sister is probably actually better at making them than me now that I have taught her, mm-hmm. in terms of her detail and being extremely, extremely particular.
Right.
One of the things about Tikai Buto is that it is customized to every client's need. So every earring you see may actually be a piece created. So they're not mass produced.
Oh.
So you can come to me, Maureen, and say, I have a pink outfit. I need a pair of earrings.
Before Zuckerberg did what he did, to be honest with you, before Zuckerberg did what he did, I was about to send you a picture of this. So you knew what I was wearing, and I thought, okay, yeah, and I said, let me see what she had that could go with this. So I will just pick it up sometime this morning and you know, and make sure I'm wearing mine, but things didn't go as planned. So color schemes in terms of, I like some of the, you tend to use a lot of the bright poppy colors. That is mm-hmm. From a personal passion, you like it, or that people are requesting these bright colors, the nice colors. I love them, by the way.
People are requesting brighter colors, but I also have earth tones and others. If you notice, there's a natural mystic one that was for the Rastafarian. Specifically like that.
Right.
Actually, if you have your own fabric, let's say you have an outfit, you can drop off the fabric and then I can make the earrings for that. Actually, I just opened the page to make a nude line. Thank you. So a nude line will be coming out soon.
Oh, that's amazing. Now tell me, how is it like balancing all of that? Because you now have a thriving business that is getting more and more demanding. You've got your job as a compliance specialist and many other things. Are you a mom?
No, I'm not. Not at least not yet.
What are you waiting for, girl? You see, COVID helped wipe out the whole generation. You go, you're gonna die and nothing happens. I'm just joking. Are you married? I'm asking your business. You married?
No, I'm not married.
You're not married.
I don't have any kids yet.
Wow. Okay. So, that is. Do you plan to? You plan to?
I do.
Right.
I do.
Right. So for now, you are balancing being a partner, your own business, your job and your profession. What would you say is your pattern or your success in being able to manage and execute all of your different commitments and keep and not to let any suffer for the other?
In terms of the earrings, I try to set realistic timelines with the clients, so I preferably ask for 2 days before, mm-hmm. if it's a rush order. If not, then I prefer to do them on a weekend when I have more time.
Mm-hmm.
Or to just give me at least 2 to 3 days to ensure that it sets properly, that it is sealed properly and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that's simple in terms of managing it. And every night I probably try to do some, probably 3-4, probably within an hour and a half, I try to dedicate some time to making errands.
But that has to come with you now taking personal responsibility for time management, and you have to set certain boundaries because you don't mix what you do personally with your daytime job, or so that comes with a level of discipline as well and structure.
Yes.
Speak to us about that, because that's what a lot of us as young people, we listen, I put myself in there, I'm young, right? That is what a lot of us as young people normally sometimes we battle with. We don't have structure. We don't have, but how important is having structure and having that kind of discipline when you want to be successful at how you're doing it?
It's one thing to have structure and discipline, but I think it's more important to have balance.
Oh.
So, for instance, when I get home, I don't just go do errands.
Mm-hmm.
I spend time with my family. We laugh, we talk. I watch some ratchet TV. I catch up on the news. Mm-hmm. I do certain things.
Nice.
And after I've settled, then I start to make errands.
Oh.
And even while I'm making errands, I do certain things like listen to videos and stuff. So my time is somewhat balanced. So I think it's, and there's always a night out of the week I do nothing.
Mm.
That's my me time.
So all right.
I try to, before I start making earrings or anything, to have some me time. So when I start, I know I'm giving 2 hours to this, but I've already accomplished other things like spending time with my family, catching up on news and doing certain things. So it's one thing to be disciplined, but you need to find a balance.
Right, right. And include that balance in the discipline.
Or else you're going to be burnt out.
Yeah.
I don't want to be making earrings and I'm frustrated and it compromises my quality.
Right, right. That exactly. Wow. Now we're over time and we have to run and we have to rush, but how can persons, we're going to come back to you, we know what's going on right now, COVID, a lot of things. You successfully you found something to pass the time, something meaningful that is now earning you money. So we're going to get into that, because that could be a little advice you could tip out there. A lot of people are frustrated out there. We're going to get to that in a while. But just throw it a little bit. How can persons now, what are you identify on IG and Facebook? Where are you in terms of social presence?
IG, Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So you can send me a message on Instagram or Facebook requesting an airing. Also, my contact details are on there.
Right. And it's TKI.
You can send me a WhatsApp message. TKI Butor, TIKAY BOUTON.
Right.
TKI Butor on Instagram.
Right. On, and you can get to view some of her amazing stuff as well. They're beautiful.
My personal page.
Right. Oh, yeah. Because it's.
I'm wearing a pair today, actually.
I don't spot that. You think I see it? I don't spot it and I get vexed. And it's pink, and we are in the month of October. So you were very much on point this morning. I notice everything. I'm on. Them big eyes don't miss nothing.
Actually, we have a breast cancer line that should be coming out soon.
Ooh,
so
lovely.
Please look out for it.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yes.
Stuff. So, right. So you're now getting very creative, I see, with it. So now you're going to be teaming up with teams and stuff, recognizing the different things. So you're now not just doing earrings and fashionable stuff so people can look good, but you're actually adding meaning to the whole thing.
Yes.
That's a beautiful thing. All right, now let's talk now about in these times, because we got to wrap up and we got to leave a little hope. Anybody that's doing it, anybody that is, it's not easy, I'm sure, but you found a way, and maybe through how you found a way, somebody else might be inspired to do something in their time of frustration as well. So let's talk about, talk to my listeners, what's going on? Give them a little bit of hope and advice, if you would say anything to them at this time.
I mean, it may sound cliche, but you have to continue believing in your dreams, even if you don't see anything. When I started off, I had one little order, two little orders.
Mm.
I started off my page with, 50 likes, but that
Aww.
Never stopped me from doing it, because
right.
It's something that I'm really passionate about, and I know how much it can do. So all I have to say out there is to remain consistent in anything that requires success. Consistency is the main ingredient. So you just have to remain consistent. Don't give up, even if you're not seeing any results. Keep pushing. Yes, there are days when you will feel down, but just on days when you're overwhelmed, stop, pause,
mm-hmm.
then recharge, and start again. Don't keep pushing if you feel overwhelmed. Make time for yourself, pray, and find a balance. That's my advice to anybody.
That is amazing stuff. Sheena, it was a beautiful little conversation. It was cut short, but it still was a very meaningful and beautiful little conversation. And I was happy that we were able to have you this morning. And I'm waiting on my thing, eh? All right, go play with me.
Yes, thank you. I already know your favorite
color. So oh,
sorry.
Now I put it. Oh, that's what they was asking me my question. I said, what kind of question is that? And I turned. I said one kind of lungs. I said, oh, you wasn't ready for that overload. Eh? She said no. I said okay. Now, all right. Well, I'm safe. I'm good. You have an awesome rest of the day. We wish you the very best with your new company and of course your profession. And I want to wish you the very personally. Want to wish you the very best in the baby making department. I'm looking for company. Sorry, yeah, you know, hey, what's this? Come on, girl. I my children grown. I need little ones to call me auntie, and I could drop them back after the day finish. So hurry up.
Very good. I like the part about dropping back. That means I have babysitters.
That's right. Yeah, no, you do. But the fact is, once I know, I could go, hey, come and take your child, you know. But, you know, it's a beautiful thing. And, you know, you seem like a very beautiful individual. I like your approach to life. You know, you don't just stop. You didn't get idle. COVID came and you didn't get idle. You found something meaningful to do and it's now paying back. So that is amazing. Thank you so very much again, Sheena. Have an awesome day.
Thank you, Maureen. All the best to you and everyone.
Yes.
At RCI.
Oh, bye. We love that. Yeah. Bye-bye, darling. Have a good one. Oh, she's so nice. And she lives here. Like, you know, okay. She used to be troublesome in school later. She used to talk a lot. Would you believe that? She's so calm now, isn't it? Right, so that's it, guys. We got to wrap up. Again, we do apologize. We started late. We're having some problems. But hopefully, by the end of the day, everything will fall back in place. And we would get all of this going. But that all of that is happening because, of course, the whole shutdown, the universe shutdown that happened yesterday. So we're just getting back on track. All right. A word from our partners, the Bank of St. Lucia, all the bank you need, Quartz, bringing value home, and, of course, Dermalogics. Let's take a word from them, wrap this up, and then when we come back, it's 15 minutes after 11 o'clock. When we come back, we go into the turn-up segment.